So Parshas Yisro begins with Vayishma Yisroi Koyen Midian Choysen Moshe as Kol Asher Osa the Kim of the Moshe the Yisroel Amoy Ki Hoiti Hashem is Yisroel Mimitraim Yisroi, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard all that Hashem had done for Moshe and Yisroel, his nation, that Hashem took Bnei Yisroel out of Mitzrayim. Rashi says, on the words Vayishma Yisroi, that Yisroi heard, says Rashi, Ma Shmua Shama Uba, what did Yisroi hear that caused him to come and join Klal Yisroel? And Rashi answers, Kriyas Yamsuf Melchemes Amalek. He heard about the splitting of the sea and the battle with Amalek. So we need to understand what was so unique about these two instances, about these two incidents of Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek that caused Yisroi to come more than all of the other miracles that occurred and Yisroi heard about. The Pasuk says that Yisroi heard everything. So why is it that it was specifically these two miracles of the splitting of the sea and the battle with Amalek that caused Yisroi to come and join? Later on in the parsha, we have the whole parsha of Kabbalah Satoira, and the pasuk says, "Vayisum Refidim." They traveled from Refidim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, and they camped in the desert. Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, and then they came to the desert of Sinai. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and Yisrael camped there, opposite the mountain. Rashi is bothered by the word Vayichan, which is written in singular, that he camped. When it's talking about the entire Klal Yisrael, it seemed that the right word would have been Vayachanu, they camped. Says Rashi, very famous Rashi, Ki ish echod b'lev echod, that they camped like one man with one heart. And Rashi is usually understood to emphasize that Klal Yisrael, that there was tremendous unity among Klal Yisrael before Kabbalah Satoira, to the point that the pasuk speaks about them in the singular, Vayichan. And Rashi says that they camped like one man with one heart. So we need to understand, first of all, the double expression, like one man with one heart. It seemed to mean, both of them seem to mean the same thing. And we also need to understand that we find a very similar Rashi in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Beshalach, when the Pasuk says that Mitzrayim was traveling and pursuing Klal Yisrael. It says Mitzrayim was Noisea Achareim. It also talks about Mitzrayim in the singular. So there Rashi also says, Rashi says that they pursued Bnei Yisrael with one heart, like one man. So, if Rashi is coming to tell us that Mitzrayim was unified in their pursuit against Bnei Yisrael, well, first of all, that really downplays the unity of Klal Yisrael if we're saying that Mitzrayim also achieved unity. But we also need to understand there, Rashi says it the exactly opposite order that he says it here. Here he says, Ki isha echad b'lev echad, that Bnei Yisrael were like one man and one heart. Whereas when he talks about the Mitzrayim, he says that they pursued Bnei Yisrael b'lev echad with one heart, Ki isha echad, like one man. Why does Rashi change the order? What is the significance of the change of the order? Kabbalah Satoira begins with Hashem saying, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Hashem says to us, I am Hashem, your God, in the singular. He does not speak in the plural, Anoichi Hashem Elokechem. He doesn't say, I'm Hashem, your God, plural. He says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm your God, in the singular. So we need to understand why Hashem spoke in the singular when he's speaking to all of Klal Yisrael. And the truth is, Chazal say that this expression of speaking to us in the singular is what caused us to worship the Egel. Because Bnei Yisrael thought that Hashem was only speaking to Moshe since he was speaking in the singular. So, if that's the case, why didn't Hashem indeed speak in the plural and say, Anochi Hashem Elokeichem? The Medrash says, the very famous Medrash that I've spoken about many times, Hayom Rav Ayonos, the pasuk we say by Havel, it says that the sea saw and it fled, a reference to the splitting of the sea of Kriyas Yamsuf. Asks the Medrash Maro, what did the Yamsuf see? Arona Shal Yosef Ra, it saw the casket of Yosef. It's a Medrash Pliya. What does this mean, that the Yamsuf saw the casket of Yosef and that's why it split? At the end of last week's parsha, we have the parsha of Amalek. The pasuk says, "Va'yovay Amalek, va'yelochem im Yisrael b'Refidim." Amalek came and fought with Yisrael in a place called Refidim. Chazal say that the word Refidim is made up of two words, Rifyan Yodayim, which means a loosening of the hands. Chazal say that it was because Bnei Yisrael were Rafu Yedeim and Atoira, because they loosened their hands from the Torah, that's why Amalek was able to attack us. Now bear in mind that this Refidim, this same place Refidim, is the same place that is mentioned in the Pasuk that we spoke about before. When it says, Vayisu me Refidim, it says they traveled from Refidim, and Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and that's when Bnei Yisrael camped opposite the mountain, when they traveled from Refidim. But it was when they were in Refidim that Amalek attacked them. And Refidim means, say Chazal, that they loosened their hands from the Torah. Now, what does it mean that they loosened their hands from the Torah? It doesn't say that they loosened themselves from the Torah. They loosened their hands from the Torah. And the hands are very much connected to this battle with Amalek, as we see, Moshe would lift his hands, Bnei Yisrael would be victorious, and when he would put his hands down, Amalek would be victorious. So, we need to understand what is the relationship here between the hands, what did the hands represent, and its relationship to the battle with Amalek. So, I'd like to suggest the following. This past week was a midwinter vacation, when all the schools had off. So I took my family to a little bit out of Chicago, and while we were there, we went to visit a certain factory. And there in the factory, there's a screen where they have a different quote. Every day, it seems that they have a different quote. So the quote of that day that we were there was a very powerful quote. And the quote is like this. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never get to know how amazing you can be. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never get to know how amazing you can be. I think it's a tremendous quote and a very, very true. in a world, especially in the close-knit communities, everyone is trying to conform. Everyone is trying to be normal. Everyone is trying to fit in. And we end up ignoring our unique character and our unique calling. Each and every one of us has hold on 1 second, please. We all have our every single Yid has their unique calling, their unique purpose, their unique mission that no one else can fulfill. And it requires for each and every one of us to pay attention to what our unique mission is. And if we're always trying to be normal, we might never realize how amazing we can be. We might never get to realize what our mission is. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam did not create two people alike. Every single person is different. And each and every one of us needs to seek to fulfill our mission based on our unique character and the unique circumstances that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam places for us. And I believe that it is for this reason that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. He spoke in the singular. I am Hashem, your God, to each and every one of us. He did not say it collectively, because each and every one of us has to serve Him in our unique way. Obviously, each and every one of us needs to serve Him within the confines of Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. We cannot deviate from any Minhage Yisrael. But within those confines, each and every one of us has a unique mission. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Singular to each and every one of us. And the Hashem continues, Lo yelecha elihim acherim, I don't want you serving the God of someone else. That person has his unique service, and so does the other person. Don't serve me the way that person is supposed to serve me. Serve me the way you're supposed to serve me. Lo yelecha elihim acherim, I don't want you to serve me in a manner that someone else is serving me. Don't serve the God of others. Serve your own God. Serve the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And I believe that the perfect example of someone who served Hashem in a unique manner and did not pay attention to what anyone else was doing was Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was different than all the other brothers. He was a dreamer. He stuck out. He was different. And it was difficult for the brothers to handle. But Yosef didn't care. Yosef marched to his own beat. Yosef was out of the box. He wasn't trying to be normal. He was trying to reach his potential. He was trying to serve Hashem in his unique manner, based on what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam provided for him. And it was only Yosef's conviction to be his own person. It was only through that Yosef was able to maintain his righteousness, his tzidkus, while he was in Mitzrayim. He wasn't a conformer. He wasn't going to conform to the rest of Mitzrayim. Had Yosef been a conformer, he would have adapted to the Egyptian culture, and he would have disappeared into oblivion. It was only because Yosef was steadfast. It was only because Yosef wanted to be himself. He didn't want to be anyone else. That's the only reason Yosef was able to maintain his tzidkus mitchilosai v'atzoifai in Mitzrayim. And before Yosef passed away, he said to Bnei Yisrael that the only way you're ever going to be able to leave the Tumah of Mitzrayim, the only way you're going to be able to extract yourselves from the Tumah of Mitzrayim is v'ha'alisem es atzmoisai mizeh itchem. Is only if you're going to be able to take my atzmias with you, if you're going to be able to take my essence with you, my essence of being yourself and being proud of being yourself, not to conform. That's the only way you're going to be able to leave Mitzrayim. If you decide to conform to Mitzrayim, you're going to disappear into the abyss of Tumah. If you want to leave Tumas Mitzrayim, you need to take my Atzmias with you. The Atzmias of Yosef, which was to be himself. Don't conform. Don't try to be normal. Realize how amazing you are. Realize how amazing you can be if you become yourself. Fulfill the Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Don't serve the God of others. And that's why Yosef said, the Pasuk says, Ki hashbea hishbia as b'nei Yisrael leimor. Yosef made b'nei Yisrael take an oath. And he said, Pokoid yivkoid elikim eschem. He said a double expression, Pokoid yivkoid, which usually is interpreted, remembering Hashem, remembering will remember Hashem. Hashem will remember you. What's the double expression? I believe that the double expression is, Pakoid is a terminology for, means tafkid. It means a purpose, a mission. It's a double expression, Pakoid Yivkoid, because each and every person has their own mission. Each and every person has their own tafkid. Each and every person has their own purpose. That is what Yosef was mashbia us. That's the oath Yosef wanted us to take. That we would take his atzmias. We would take his essence. His essence is pakoid yifkoid elikim eschem. The Rebbeinu Shlom has a unique tafkid for each and every one of us. By understanding the message of Yosef HaTzadik, Klal Yisrael came to the understanding of Ki Ish Echad, that each and every person understood that they were one person with a unique mission. That each and every one of them knew, I am one man, and I'm the only man that can fulfill my mission. However, B'Lev Echad, however, in heart, they were all united, despite the fact that each and every one of them understood that they have their own unique mission. In heart, they were united, because they all knew that their unique mission was shared a common goal, which was to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So although they were ki'isha echad, although they, each and every one of them knew that they were one man, the only man with their mission, they were b'lev echad, their hearts were united with a united goal to reach Dveikus Bashem. And each and every one of them knew that only by fulfilling their own unique mission can they achieve that Dveikus. Not by trying to achieve someone else's mission. Not by trying to conform to anyone else. So the first term, Ki Ish Echad, describes the person's identity, Belev Echad. The second description describes their relationship to others. And by Mitzrayim, it was exactly the opposite. It was Belev Echad. Each and every one of them had their own desire. When they pursued Bnei Yisrael, each and every one of them had a different objective. They had, one of them was there for money, one of them was there for revenge. Each and every one of them had their own desire, had their own, their heart was pulling them in a different direction. But in order not to look different, they came together ki'ish echad. They conformed to look similar to each other, even though their hearts were far apart from each other. Even though they were b'lev echad, each and every one of them had their own heart. They conformed to be ki'ish echad, because no one wanted to stick out. No one wanted to look different. That was the tremendous difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And so when Bnei Yisrael came to the Yam Suf, and the Yam Suf refused to split, because how are the clouds, halolo evde avodah zara, halolo evde avodah zara, they're both evde avodah zara. When it saw Aroina Shel Yosef, when it saw that Klal Yisrael was carrying the Atzmius of Yosef, that they were ki'ish echad b'lev echad, not b'lev echad ki'ish echad. They were totally different than Mitzrayim. They were carrying Aroina Shel Yosef, they were carrying the Atzmius of Yosef, which is to fulfill one's own mission. Which is to be proud with one's own unique character, not to conform. That's when the Yom Suf split for them. In Pasha, the end of Pasha's Re'eh, the Torah talks about the Yom Tovim. So there's a pasuk that talks about the Yontif of Shavuos. And there is an expression in the pasuk that is not written by any other Yontif. The pasuk says, see if I can bring it up here.
You shall make the Yontif of Shavuos to Hashem your God. Misas nidvas yodcho asher titein. According to the measure of the contribution of your hand that you can give. This is an expression that is not written by any other Yontif. Only by the Yontif of Shavuos, the Yontif of Kabbalah HaTorah. The Yontif of Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. The Yontif where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I am Hashem your God. Don't serve the God of anyone else. On this Yontif, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I want you to give to me misas nidvas yodcho asher titein, according to the measure of the contribution that your hand can afford. Once again, the Torah HaKadosh is emphasizing that what the Yontif of Shavuos, what Kabbalah HaTorah is all about, is understanding what that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to serve Him according to our each and every one of our own unique contributions. Misas Nidvas Yotcha, according to the measure of the ability that you can contribute, not based on what anyone else can contribute, based on what you can contribute. And that's called Misas Nidvas Yotcha. It's based on what your hand can afford, what your hand can contribute, your unique contribution. This, I believe, is what Refidim stands for. When Chazal say that Amalek attacks us in Refidim when we loosen our hands from the Torah, that means when we forget what the hand stands for. When we forget this, that what the Rebbeinu Shlomo demands of us is Misas Nidvas Yotcha, is our unique contribution based on the different circumstances that the Rebbeinu Shlomo provides for us. When we loosen our hands from the Torah and we start conforming, we start trying to be normal, that's when Amalek attacks us. Amalek would love for us to conform and to be like, try to be like everyone else. Zocher as Asher also lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to your lecha. B'derech b'tzeischem mimitzrayim. The pasuk says, remember what Amalek did to you, singular, when you were leaving Mitzrayim, plural. Why does the pasuk, why the inconsistency? Why does it say lecha? Amalek attacked our lecha. He attacked our individuality. He wanted us to loosen our yodayim from the Torah. Their misas nidvas yodcha. To understand that what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from us is our unique contribution. And so, in order for us to win this battle against Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his hands to show Klal Yisrael what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from us is the Misas Nidvas Yotcha, is the our own unique contribution. And as long as Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, we were able to overcome Amalek. And it was by Yisu Merefidim, when we traveled away from the Rifyon Yadayim, when we traveled away from our loosening of the hands, when we strengthened our hands, that was when Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad. That's when we came to the realization of Ki Ish Echad, that each and every one of us, we're our own individual man, although Belev Echad. Despite that, we are united at heart because we share a common goal to connect to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And when Yisrael heard Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Yamsuf only split because it saw Aroin Eshel Yosef, because it saw the Atmias of Yosef, the Klal Yisrael were holding out to the individuality of Yosef, the Pokod Yivkod of Yosef, that each understanding that each and every one of us has our own Tafkid. And you heard about Melchemes Amalek, that we only won Amalek because Hoyakash Yorim Moshe Yodoy. Because Klal Yisrael came to the understanding of Misas Nidvas Yotcha, that each and every one of us has our own contribution. That's when Yisrael said, this is a nation I want to join. A nation that understands their individuality. A nation that understands that if they try to be normal, they're never going to realize how amazing they can be. That's the type of a nation I want to join. So the Eibishter help them, that we should be zeiche. Each and every one of us to realize the Anoichi Hashem Aleikacha, to realize the Pakod Yivkoi, that each and every one of us has our own Tafkid. That there should not be a Rifyon Yadayim. We should be Ki Isha Echad. Each and every one of us should be one, understand that we're one man. Although Balev Echad, with a common goal. And that's chus. We should be zoiche to kimeit seischem yeretz Mitzrayim, just like the Rebbeinu Shlom took us out of Mitzrayim. Yarenu nifloiz, he should show us further wonders. V'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehiru b'yameinu amen.